From Chesed Knowledge towards the very bottom. So this is a very important Gemara and very practical Gemara about Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gemara says, four lines to the bottom, Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Menachem, Amar Rav Ami, Mai Dechsev, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Ve'ozve Hashem Yikalu, those who abandon a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so they should be annihilated. So what does it really mean to abandon Hashem? Zeha Meniach Sefer Torah, important emendation here that the Bach has. What does it mean to be miniach sefer Torah? So the Bach adds in some critical words. Kshehu pasuach v'yotze, right? When it's open, either they're reading from it or they're very much about to read it from it, and the person now leaves the space. So Rabbi Avohu nafik bin gavra l'gavra. Right? On that basis, Rabbi Avohu thought, and this is indeed, you know, nifsak l'halacha, that you can, technically speaking, you know, not just, you know, for a kiddush club, God forbid, but you can technically go out. It's nifsach l'halach on the Rambam, bein gavra l'gavra, because you didn't call that a sefer Torah pasuach. You might have said that's a miniach sefer Torah, but you wouldn't call miniach sefer Torah pasuach. Bayir of papa, bein psuka l'psuka mahu. What about between psukim? Let's say the Matur Gaman would be translating. In the olden days, Sigmar doesn't have an answer for that. Teku, right? Because on the one hand, you're not like leaving in the middle of the pasuk, which would be highly disrespectful. On the other hand, right, it's not quite a break. So Rabbi Kiv Eger refers us to Tosos Yishanim and Yuma Dafayin. And so there, the Tosos Yishanim say that the context is the Kriyas Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, highly relevant to what we experienced just 48 hours ago, not even. And they would be goal the Sefer Torah all the way from Achrim Mos to Pinchas V'Asor Lachodesh HaShavi'i Yom Kippurim Hu. So there the suggestion is that when they're doing that rolling, that would be legitimate. A person could go out even though it's not formally a new aliyah. So it sounds like being psuka l'psuka in that sense of the term would be legitimate. He also talks about after they do Glila and he's holding the Sefer Torah in his hands, so that would not be a problem as well. That wouldn't be any different than bin Gavra l'Gavra. So those are two important shitos. Rav Sheshes Mahadir Ape Vigaris. This is a very important line. Rav Sheshes would like literally turn his head and then he would learn Torah. So it sounds like he was kind of absenting himself from the standard Kriyas HaTorah. Amar Anan Bididan. I'm going to learn Torah in my way. V'inhu Bididhu. And they'll learn Torah in the way that they want to, which is really interesting. I'm obviously translating that way, you know, inhu Bididhu. But you really get the impression that Kriyas HaTorah is really a form of Talmud Torah. And there's something of you know, of a deeper sense to this, because if you look in the Gemara in Bavu Kama, what was the origin of Kriyas HaTorah in terms of the Takan of Moshe Rabbeinu? As you know, Vayelchu Shloshes Yamim Bamidbar V'lo Matzu Mayim, that we don't want to go 3 days without Torah. But somebody like Rav Sheshes, you know, he was learning Torah all the time. So, you know, there's a grounds to say that maybe he'd be exempted. One of the deus you have here reflected in Tosus of Rav Sheshes, is the idea that Rav Sheshes Tarasu Umnuso. So maybe he was allowed to do this. There is a question also raised. Maybe Rav Sheshes wasn't really obligated to Kriyas HaTorah. The Ritva brings this down. It's also in the Shita Mikubetzes that Rav Sheshes was a Sagi Nahor. And because he was a Sagi Nahor, he didn't have a formal obligation in Kriyas HaTorah altogether. There's another issue which is raised in the Rishonim, right here in the Balei HaTosos as well. You know, what about the fact that you need a minion, right? Kriyas HaTorah can only take place with a minion, the Varm Shabikdusha. So the Balei HaTosos here talk about Ein Sham Asara Ki Imimo. Lo, he wouldn't have been able to do this if they were relying on him, you know, for purposes of the minion. And even though he was Mahadir Ape, which really means that he's absenting himself, Tosos says, the Ribusa Nafik, that teaches you, despite the fact that you could like consider that to be a non-physical way of leaving, right? It's a very suggestive thing to do, to sort of turn your head off to the side. So nevertheless, you know, it was acceptable within this context for the reasons that we discussed. Now, I do want to show you one line in Tosos inside, because Tosos seems to have a very important Gemara in Sota that might, you know, raise questions about this. V'im tomer v'hadar mina b'sota ma'idich siv, Uchefischo, this is a pasuk in the Chamia, Amdu Kol Ha'am, that opening the Sefer Torah, the Rav spoke about this a lot, that really is the Mechayev. Once the Sefer Torah is open, okay, Kevach Niftach Sefer Torah, Asur L'Saper, Afilu B'Dvar Halacha, you can't do anything else, you can't even engage in a Dvar Halacha, so Yesh Lomar, Hasam Ayri B'Kol Ram, Kadesh Yavatlu Kol Kriyas HaTorah, V'hachamayri b'nachas. That really has to do with disturbing the tzibur. You're not allowed to do anything out loud during Kriyas HaTorah. It's extremely disrespectful, you know, obviously, it goes without saying, to do something during Kriyas HaTorah, but he was doing this very, very quietly. So again, it's not a simple matter, and maybe you need to rely on the fact that it was Torah Asum Nuso, and there was a minion besides him. Maybe he wasn't really chayiv, you know, to begin with, but be that as it may, whatever the answer is, this is something that Rav Sheshis was able to do. So again, questions of respect for the Sefer Torah, questions in terms of his obligation, questions in terms of, you know, being Mevaz of the Tzibor and, you know, exempting himself. All of these are very serious issues. Okay, so Amr Huna Bar Yehuda, Amr Ami, Lolom Yashem Adam Parsh Yosef Yimat Tzibor, Shnai Mikra V'achat Targum. So you look in the Rambam, in Hochos Tfila, when he discusses the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Rambam there talks about this in Parakid Beis. The Rambam talks about the chiyuv of Shmias HaTorah. So there's an obligation for all of us to hear the Torah. And the Ramban made it very clear that Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas HaTzibor. Reb Chaim held that it was also a chovas HaYachid for each individual to hear the Torah being read. Remember, that's what I pointed out earlier in the week. Then Rav Lichtenstein wasn't well, that they brought a minion to his house for days of Kriyas HaTorah, presumably because of that issue of Reb Chaim, of the Chovas HaYachid. Ve'afilu Ataros v'Divon. Ataros and Divon were the cities, you know, that B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain saw on the Transjordan. So what's the reboy of Ataros v'Divon? So the Balei Tosfos deal with this issue. Rashi says, Ataros v'Divon ain bo Targum. So, you know, Tosfos says, what about Ruvain and Shimon? They don't have Targum either. So the Balei Tosfos point out that there is a Targum, not Targum Unklos, but there's a Targum Yerushalmi. And Tosfos conclude, Yoser Tov Likros Pam Shlishis Betargum, that whatever Targum there is, that you should utilize, and not just to read three times in the Hebrew. Shekol Mashim Pars Yosef Yimatzibor Marichim Lo Yamav Ushnosev. I think I was kidding around with some of you the other day that Shnai Mikra Ve'acha Targum is obviously a mitzvah that takes an enormous amount of investment of time. So Mida Kenega Mida, Hashem gives you the time back. Rabibi Barabai Sever Lashamina Le Pars Yosef Chulashasev Avali Yom Dechipure. Sometimes we've explained that what that means is since Yom Kippur is a day of Nisnu Goluchos Hashnios, so he thought that you have to, in, you know, corresponding to your personal obligation or the communal obligation of hearing the Torah, so this obligation of reading the Torah along with the Tzibor, so he thought, okay, I can finish before Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is really the start of the new year in terms of Kabbalah HaTorah, because that was the day of Goluchos Hashnios. So Tanale Yechia Barab Midifti Ksiv Nisim Esnaf Shotecham Mitesh Lachodesh Ba'erev V'chi Mitesh Misane V'lo Be'asar Misane L'om B'lachal Kol Ocha V'shos Be'chi Malavakasav Kila Misane Chi V'asiri. So it's a very confusing line in Gemara, but it basically boils down to is the idea that in many ways the ninth day is an extension of the tenth day. So Rabbi Bar Abaye was being told that he's not going to be gaining very much by finishing Erev Yom Kippur, because Erev Yom Kippur in many ways is an extension of the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. According to Rav Chiya Bar Rav Midifti, that means that if a person would fast, this is the way the Beis Yosef interprets on, you know, Erev Yom Kippur, that that would be like a kiyum of fasting on Yom Kippur also. It also means, right, the simple reading of the Gemara being Ochel Veshosa, Rashi says, in terms of Hachana, and this is 2 days in the tour that really express this idea, you know, preparing yourself on Erev Yom Kippur is really a kiyum in Yom Kippur itself. The Rambam, when he talks about the vidui of Mincha of Erev Yom Kippur, considers that to be a vidui of Yom Kippur. So basically, Rabbi Bar Abaye was being told, you're not going to gain very much, you know, by finishing the day before Yom Kippur, because the day before Yom Kippur is an extension of Yom Kippur. So Savar Lak Diminis, he wanted to do all the parashas a little bit earlier. Amar Li Ha'usaba Tanina Uvilvad Shelo Yakdim V'Shelo Yacher. That you should do it with the tzibor, right? You have to do it that week. So hopefully when we learn this like later in the year, and we'll see some exceptions. As for now, bear in mind the view of the Balei Tosfos. The Balei Tosfos talk about how Shabbos Mincha is really the beginning of the week, because that's when Imat Tzibor, that's when the Tzibor kicks off the new Parsha. And Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar to finish by the time that they do Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, so that you don't have to eat before finishing Shnai Mikra. But technically speaking, you could have all day on Shabbos. So Shabbos can really swing in either direction. Shabbos can swing to the earlier week, to the earlier Parsha. Shabbos can swing to the later Parsha. So if it's a long summer Shabbos and you want to get ahead on Shnai Mikra, go to an early Mincha on Shabbos, and that way you'll be able to start Shnai Mikra a little bit earlier. Kedam Rilu Rabbi Shob and Levi Labane, Ashlimu Parsha Yosaychim, Ashibor, Shnai Mikra, Ve'achatargum, V'yisir Bevridin, K'Rabbi Yehuda. The Tan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ach Yishchor Esavridin. And when you do Shchita Sa'of, since very often birds are roasted all together, what you want to do is you cut the jugular veins, because otherwise the blood isn't going to drain well. You have a problem of achilas dam. V'yisharu bezakin sheshakach talmuda machmas unso de amrin aluchos v'shirei luchos munachos baron. one of the most beautiful lines in the Gemara, Luchos v'shivrei Luchos m'nachos barod, means that just like a Sefer Torah, which is destroyed, has to be treated properly, the Shivrei Luchos, so there's no difference between a Sefer Torah and a Talmud Chacham, right? The Gemara many times talks about, you know, a Talmud Chacham as a walking Sefer Torah. There's a great line where Rava says, Kama tipshi hani bavloi, in the Gemara Makos, they stand for a Sefer Torah, they don't stand for a Talmud Chacham. What's the difference? Right, that when you cut pieces of meat, don't do it on your hand, do it on a cutting board. Either because we don't want you to, God forbid, sever your hand, or because we don't want you to bleed and, you know, create, you know, kilkul su'uda, everybody's appetite will be destroyed. It's interesting, Rashi, in terms of kilkul su'uda, says, you know, we actually gets into the food. That could be also an issue of achila sadam, but Rashi, I guess, was assuming that nothing was absorbed, but it was just, you know, pretty gross. What does it mean, mitas aramis? Right, you should always be careful about kriyat shema in general, either kriyat shema shel arvis or kriyat shema lamita, which we talked about extensively already in this parak. That mita aramis is a reference to marrying a woman, you know, who came from a non-Jewish background. Again, this is not normative. We have great respect for Gerit Tzedek. They're entitled to additional mitzvahs of Ahava. Amar, v'ika da'armi aramis ma, mishu shemais derapapa, derapapa azul agabe aramis, hotzi alo mita, amr lo shev, amr la, eni yoshev ad shetagbiya samita. Higbiya samita, matzu shabtinok meis. Mikan amr chacham, imasra leshev amita aramis, that the issue with Rav Papa, as Rav Nisim Gaon explains, is that he had an outstanding loan that he was collecting. And rather than pay him, this woman wanted to frame him for murder. So she wanted him to sit on the bed and say that he crushed a child to death. So because we don't want to have a blood libel on our hands, mice of Rav Papa was enough for Chazal to quote-unquote make a takana that they don't want people to sit on a mita ramis, at least not without checking what's underneath it. So that's in this passage here in Rav Nisim Gaon. Just one more line. What is this issue of Rabbi Yishev ben Levi telling his kids that they shouldn't pass by the shul b'shash et tzibor mispalin? So losavu labriut achori beisakneses b'shash et tzibor mispalin. Misadli Rabbi Yishev ben Levi. Rabbi Yishev ben Levi asul aladam sheavor achori beisakneses b'shash et tzibor mispalin. Amar abai lo amar nal duleka pischa acharina. Aval ika pischa acharina. But if there's another pesach leislan ba. Right, that it's not a problem because nobody will assume that you're running away from shul. They'll assume you're going into the other entrance. But if there's rinat and there's bnei asher and, you know, and ketzer torah, everybody will just say you're going to a different shul. But if a person is running or he's carrying a burden, everybody's going to say he's just busy with the work that he's doing. And here's my favorite one, and with this we'll conclude. If a person is wearing tefillin, nobody's going to say that this person is cutting minyan, because tefillin itself is an edus begavra. Then we talk about that tefillin tells you something about the individual that's involved. Tefillin reflects, as the Rambam paskins at Lo Halacha, that a person is a rodef es ha-mitzvos. A person is very, very careful in mitzvos, and therefore they wouldn't be abandoning shul. Tefillin has unique properties. We talk about the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that even though tefillin is just a mitzvos, I say, a karkafta, the lomancha tefillin, somebody who doesn't put on tefillin has a really status. That's called poshe yisrael begufan. And me'idach, a person who does put on tefillin, so that person is given the benefit of the doubt in many areas. He's considered a rodef es ha-mitzvos. When the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva talks about somebody who we can assume is really not going to do tshuva, he's talks about somebody who's maligus a mitzvos. Somebody who denigrates mitzvos is somebody who we can't really trust in terms of their ability, you know, to get on the right path. But tefillin is edus begavra, we'll put on our tefillin in a second, we'll feel good about it, that a person is really serious in general about mitzvos. Okay.